ICOMP, you need DHCP, you need in IPv6, we needed to replace ARP with neighbor discovery, and that wound up, we invented an auto configuration protocol called Slack. And we had to get it into various routing protocols. We had to take those protocols and deploy them in labs and in network operators, various different environments, in order to observe it in operation, see that there were problems, and yes, there were problems, and then fix those problems before we were really ready to go to the races. Now, and we also, of course, needed it in hosts. We needed it in Linux. We needed it in Macintosh, Mac OS. We needed it in various other products, and especially Windows, which has a huge proportion of the market. Windows, it turns out, was the latest of those. Windows Vista came out with IPv6, and currently Microsoft is deploying Windows 10. But it was last of the major operating systems to support IPv6. Now, once we had critical mass on the infrastructure and the capabilities, and it was clear that ISPs were able to deploy and use IPv6, ICANN in 2006 adopted a policy enabling the allocation of IPv6 address space to various providers. And in the following year, 2007, Aaron had a fairly explosive growth in the deployment of IPv6 prefixes, primarily to ISPs. We also were able to figure out when the IPv4 runout would actually happen, and it happened as predicted in 2011. And at each of the RIRs at some point since then. At this point, all of the RIRs are out of IPv4 address space, even AFRINIC, which was the latest of them. And we have been watching from Google, from APNIC, from the Internet Society's IPv6 launch website, and other places, observing the growth of IPv6 traffic in the global internet to the point where some countries, such as Belgium, are generating as much IPv4 traffic going into Google or as seen by APNIC, as seen by Akamai, that as they have seen IPv4. So it's a going concern at this point. Now, along with that, understand that the IPv4, the IETF, like any group of people, has differing opinions. It's not like the IETF has a single opinion on anything except the fact that people should run IP. And throughout that process of working on IPv6, there were people in the IETF who held off, who wanted to delay investment in it until they believed that there was a market behind it. And of course, there were others that wanted to charge forward with IPv6, and still others that believed that there was market support for both and saw a technical need for both, and therefore were quite willing to work on both protocols. That has changed over time. The preponderance of opinion in 1998 could be described as IPv who. At RIPE, I think RIPE 53, there was a song that was played by a number of the operators attending saying, well, you know, maybe we ought to give IPv6 a try. There was a lot of pushback. Where we are right now, there is still some pushback. There are still some people who just don't think that's happening. But increasingly, people are concluding that the inevitable will happen, and IPv6 is coming to pass. Now, in that context, in March of last year, Lee Howard, submitted a document to Sunset 4, which is a working group chartered to figure out how to shut down IPv4. There's a lot more words in the charter, but that's what it comes down to. And his draft is named draft-Howard-Sunset4-V4Historic. The abstract for that document reads, IPv4 has been superseded by IPv6 and is therefore historic. Surprise, surprise. The IETF responded to that saying, well, that's not really true. That's not what we see in terms of deployments and so on and so forth. There's certainly important work going on with IPv6, but IPv4 is not a dead protocol by any means. And so the IETF did not immediately adopt that. A year later, however, that working group upgraded the draft to a working group draft. So it's now just not just Lee's opinion, but a working group that is actively looking at the question. And that draft is draft-IETF-Sunset4-IPv6-IETF. The abstract for that draft reads, the IETF will stop working on IPv4 except where needed to mitigate documented security issues, to facilitate the transition to IPv6, or to enable IPv4 decommissioning. Again, this is a draft that the IETF as a whole has not adopted, but it's one that is in active consideration and is at this point a working group draft, is something that the IETF could imaginably adopt. And when it does, then what that says is that the IETF would back off much further on IPv4 development and push much harder toward IPv6 deployment. Now, the other thing that we see going on is that operators are increasingly pushing to deploy IPv6. So for example, RFC 6540 was published by half a dozen operators who were tired of getting products from vendors that were not IPv6 capable, and said, vendor, if you're selling a product that supports IP, it needs to support IPv6. Get with the program. And at this point, I would say that the IETF's policy is very similar to that of draft IETF Sunset 4 IPv6 IETF, in that we basically work on IPv4 under duress. We work on IPv4 when we need to. And we only add to it features that we also add to IPv6. So, no, we are working on both protocols, but we reserve work on IPv4 to that which is necessary, and ensure that the same work is also done for IPv6.